It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. Yes, that's right, folks. It's your Daily Sports Dump for today, Monday, November 11th. Happy Veterans Day, everyone, and thank a veteran out there for the freedoms that you enjoy, including my freedom to tell you these jokes right now. So here they are. Miami Heat guard Dion Waiters was suspended 10 games after having a panic attack caused by eating a THC edible a few days ago. The team cited a lack of professionalism in suspending Waiters, saying, "If you've been in the NBA for 10 years, you should be able to handle an edible by now." NBA Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal said the situation should be taken seriously, adding that his time in Miami was ended because he ate every edible thing within his reach. In footballish news, President Trump finally got that enthusiastic ovation he was looking for at the Alabama-LSU game on Saturday. Afterwards, though, it was revealed many of the fans in attendance actually thought M-A-G-A spelled Bama. After the game, Trump congratulated the Tide, saying he also beat Hillary 41-46. In more of this type of news, the Pac-12 suspended a referee for an egregious mistake made during the Cal-Washington State game. An official for the Pac-12 network was also suspended for making the egregious mistake of televising the Cal-Washington State game. And Arkansas fired head coach Chad Morris on Sunday after only 2 years on the job. Arkansas booster Jerry Jones said afterwards Morris didn't necessarily deserve to get fired, but Jones just wanted to practice for Jason Garrett later this year. Well, folks, I thought I was going to have a special treat for you because it's Veterans Day, so there's no school. So my kid was here and was going to see if she wanted to give a pick on tonight's Monday Night Football game, but she refused. So there'll be no picks from a kid who's six tonight. If you're asking me, I'll also not give you an answer. So how's that? But you can download, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or Podbean. We're listed under the Sports Dump. And go ahead and give us a 5-star review and then rip us in the actual review. How's that? Or not. You can follow on Twitter at the Sports Dump Show or on Facebook at Sports Dump. But don't do that. On Instagram, you can go to @the_sports_dump. We all know because I accidentally erased the other address. And go to sportsdump.com for archive material and some videos and stuff like that. And there's now a Patreon account at the Sports Dump. Now, you got to look for it because I have no patrons. But once we get a patron, boy, I'm going to really all. If you'd like me to mention your name, I will. And if you don't, I won't. We do that for our patrons. So you can go to Sports Dump again for all that information. We'll be back tomorrow with your daily Sports Dump. Have a good one.